Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Knot Trees podcast. Today I will summarize and review the book, Thinner Leaner. Stronger, The Simple Science of Building the Ultimate Female Body, the Thinner Leaner Stronger series book 1, by Michael Matthews is a revelation in the world of fitness and health for women. It dismisses the misconception that heavy weights make women bulky, and instead propounds strength training combined with proper nutrition and rest as the ideal way to lose weight, get lean, and build strength. Matthews lays down a straightforward and science-backed approach to fitness, debunking common myths that have misled women for years. The book is not just about working out. It's a comprehensive guide, covering nutrition, exercise, and the mental game. It's designed for any woman who has struggled with weight loss, felt overwhelmed by conflicting fitness advice, or who simply wants to achieve her personal best in terms of strength and physique. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, debunking fitness myths. One of the foundational aspects of Thinner, Leaner, Stronger is its thorough debunking of prevalent fitness myths that have particularly plagued women's fitness regimes. Michael Matthews addresses misconceptions such as the fear of becoming bulky from weightlifting, the overemphasis on cardio for weight loss, and the notion that eating less is the key to losing weight. Instead, Matthews promotes strength training as a more effective means for fat loss and muscle toning, advocates for a balanced approach to cardio, and stresses the importance of proper nutrition over simply reducing calorie intake. This clear demystification of myths is empowering, as it equips women with the knowledge to approach their fitness journeys with science-backed confidence. Secondly, the importance of strength training. In the book, Matthews places a significant emphasis on strength training, positioning it as a central pillar for achieving a leaner, stronger body. He explains that strength training not only helps in building muscular definition, but also boosts metabolism, leading to more effective fat loss over time. Matthews provides a well-structured plan that includes compound movements to engage multiple muscle groups, ensuring a balanced and comprehensive workout. He also demystifies the process for beginners, highlighting that strength training is not just for athletes or bodybuilders, but is accessible and beneficial for women of all fitness levels. By focusing on strength, Matthews shifts the narrative from purely aesthetic goals to functional fitness, promoting long-term health and well-being. Thirdly, nutritional strategies for optimizing body composition. Matthews goes beyond exercise, providing insightful guidance on how nutrition plays a crucial role in achieving a leaner and stronger physique. He educates readers about the importance of macros, proteins, fats, carbs, in one's diet, and how proper management of these can drastically improve one's body composition. The book dispels the one-size-fits-all diet plan, encouraging a more personalized approach to nutrition that takes into account individual metabolic rates, dietary preferences, and goals. Matthews also highlights the significance of protein intake for muscle recovery and growth, advocating for a balanced diet that supports the strenuous demands of strength training. This comprehensive approach ensures that readers not only work hard in the gym, but also smart in the kitchen. Fourthly, setting realistic goals and expectations. Matthews understands the psychological aspects of fitness transformation and discusses the importance of setting realistic goals and expectations. He talks about the pitfalls of comparing oneself to others or expecting overnight success. Instead, he advises setting achievable, time-bound goals that motivate rather than discourage. Matthews stresses the importance of consistency over perfection, and the idea that progress, no matter how small, is still progress. This mindset is crucial in maintaining motivation and perseverance throughout the fitness journey. By managing expectations, readers can avoid the disappointment that often comes with unrealistic goals, leading to a more satisfied and persistent approach to fitness. Lastly, the role of rest and recovery. The often overlooked aspects of fitness, rest, and recovery receive significant attention in Thinner, Leaner, Stronger. Matthews highlights how crucial adequate rest is, not just for physical recovery, but also for mental well-being. He explains that muscles grow and repair while resting, not while working out, making recovery vital for strength building and fat loss. Matthews also touches on the importance of sleep, not only for muscle recovery, but for overall health benefits such as hormone regulation, improved mood, and cognitive function. By promoting a holistic view of fitness that includes rest and recovery, Matthews ensures readers understand that taking time off is not a setback, but a crucial component of a balanced fitness regime. In conclusion, Thinner, Leaner, Stronger by Michael Matthews should be on every woman's reading list, whether a fitness enthusiast or someone just starting on her fitness journey. The book's clear, science-backed advice on exercise, nutrition, and mindset is empowering. It goes beyond superficial goals, advocating for a balanced and sustainable approach to achieving a strong, lean body. Its debunking of common myths makes it particularly beneficial for those who have been misled by prevalent fitness misconceptions. Moreover, its focus on mental health, realistic goal setting, and the importance of rest and recovery makes it a comprehensive guide for anyone looking to improve their physical health while also ensuring their mental well-being. In essence, Thinner, Leaner, Stronger offers not just a path to a better body, but a more confident and informed approach to fitness and health. If you would like to support Michael Matthews, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.